Today's daf is Erevin daf Memhei. We are 9 lines from the top of daf Memhei, Amir Aleph, the 2 dots. V'chol hayoytzin lahatzel choyzrin limkoyman. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema. V'shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leia, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, and Chaya Fagel Fega bas Sara Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilu nishmas Yosef Binyamin ben Mordechai. That's Rabbi Yamin Williger, whose yard site it is tonight. Schusa Yogan Aleil, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis discuss somebody that left his tchum bershus. Rashi said, "Kegoyin leedus achoydesh." This person had to leave the tchum because he had to say edus. He had to run to Bezin to tell Bezin that he saw the new moon. Oyla hatzol min agayis, or he's a hatzola member. He has to go save people. Umin hanar, oy chachoma boleled, or midwife was going to help someone deliver a child. Regardless, this person left the tchum bershus. So the Mishnah says that this person, if is told, is not needed anymore. So the halacha is yeshle alpayim amas l'chol ruach. The person's going to get 2,000 amas l'chol ruach. And then the Mishnah said kol hayoytzin lahatzel. Anyone that goes out to save somebody chayzer l'mkayman is allowed to go back home. Zok de gemar. Kol hayoytzin lahatzel chayzer l'mkayman. The end of the Mishnah said that if somebody goes out to save somebody, he's allowed to go back home. Meaning it doesn't matter how far out of the tchum he went, he's allowed to go back to where he came from. Zok de gemar v'afilo tuva. It sounds like you can do that, even if you're really, really far outside of the tchum. Frank the Gemara, Amir Reisha, had his detchdim with the Reisha, the Mishnah, that said, Alpayim Amo Visuloi. In other words, the Gemara is asking, there seems to be a contradiction between the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah. This is a very short Mishnah, it's 4 lines. And in the 4 lines, the Gemara Tainas, the Mishnah seemed to contradict itself. Because the beginning of the Mishnah says, Misha Yatza Brishos, and then he's told he doesn't need any more, so what's the halacha? He can't go back home. Rather, Yeshle Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. And then the Mishnah says, Kol Hayoytzin Lahatzel, that if somebody was needed, he had to leave the tchum, Chayzun Lim Kaiman, he is allowed to go back. So Chayzun Lim Kaiman sounds like even more than Alpayim Amo. The Reisha sounds like he has Alpayim Amo from where he is. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda my Rav. So Rav Yehuda said, I was Makabal of Teretz from my Rebbe Rav, and that is Shechayzrin Biklei Zion Lim Kaiman. Really, this person is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. What then does it mean when it says, it means that you're allowed to take your clay Zion with you. Meaning, you would have thought that maybe you're not allowed to take your clay Zion. And the reason is because you would have thought that maybe there's an issue of carrying. So, kamash malon, that this person's even allowed to take his clay Zion. So, the two parts of the Mishnah are actually talking about 2 separate halachas. Okti Gemara, Umay Kosha. I don't understand. You asked the kasha as if there was a stira. And because of that, Rabbi Yehuda Marav had to make an akimta that the safe of the Mishnah doesn't mean the person's allowed to go all the way back even outside of the tchum, but rather it means he's allowed to take his kli zayin with him, a separate halacha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand the kasha. Dilma lahatzel shani. Maybe there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. Maybe the case is not the same. Meaning the Reisha said, Misha Yatza Brishos. The Sefer says, Kol Hayoytzin Lahatzel. The Sefer is talking about a very specific example of why this person may have left the Tchum. He left the Tchum Lahatzel. Maybe there's a difference if a person leaves the Tchum Lahatzel or if a person leaves the Tchum for some other reason. If you leave the Tchum for another reason, you have Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach from where you are. If the person leaves Lahatzel, maybe there it's different. Then maybe he's allowed to go back. So the Gemara says, you're right. This teretz that Rabbi Yehuda Marav said to explain the last line of the Mishnah, Kol Hayoytzin Lahatzel Chayzer L'mkayman, was said as an answer to a question, but not the question that we just thought it was. Meaning, you're right, there's no stira between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said this oikimta to answer a different question. What was the kasha? The time we learned in a different Mishnah, a Mishnah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Barishayna, Leihayuzazim Shom Kalayim Kuloy. In the beginning, if somebody went to say Eidos HaChaydesh, so by the time he finished testifying, or if he was told that he wasn't needed anymore, say he was stuck. He left the Tchum, you're not allowed to go more than Dalai Lama's. His group would come to Zakin, Rabbi Gamliel Zakin made a takana, she'esh l'ma payim amalecha ruach, that no, a person that leaves the tchum, even if he's not needed, he should have a payim amalecha ruach. This is all the Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Amru el afilu chacham abal eved. A midwife that went to help deliver a child. Habala hatsam min agayis, umin anor, umin amapoylus, umin adaleko. Or if somebody's going to save, he's a hatsola member. Harei hein ka'anshe yo'ir. Taloch is he's treated like a member of the city. V'yesh lem alpayim amo l'chol ruach. The same halacha. He has alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Now this Mishnah says clearly that someone that was bala hatsal, he also has the same alpayim amo l'chol ruach. It was here the Gemara asked the kasha. Vesula, is that true? If a person was yotza lahatzel, meaning he was a bala hatzel, the Lashon HaMishnah in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is that once he's done, he only has alpayim amo l'chol ruach. V'amrit, how does that reconcile with this Mishnah in Erevin? Kol ha'yotzim lahatzel chayzim l'mkoyman. And it sounds like a filotuva. And this is a real stira. Because here, you have two halachas, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Chav Gimel, a Mishnah in Erevin, Mem Dalet, both are talking about someone that left the Tchum on Shabbos. He left the Tchum Lahatzel. In one Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Gimel, it says this person has Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach. In the other Mishnah, Erevin Mem Dalet, it says that Kol Ayoitzim Lahatzel, Chayzer Lim Kaiman. This is a real stira. This, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said, I was Mekabel from my Rebbe. Rav shechayzer v'klizayin l'mkoyman. That no, this line of klayoytzen lahatzel chayzer l'mkoyman doesn't mean that you're allowed to go back inside to your original tchum, back to your house, even if it's more than alpayim amar from where you are right now. But rather, it's a separate halacha. The halacha is that you're allowed to bring your klizayin with you. In the event that this person, he went out to Lahatzels, he went out with his guns and his swords and his knives or whatever it was he needed, you would have thought that maybe you're not allowed to bring it back with you. That's the chiddush you're allowed to. And the Gemara says, Kedetanya, in fact, if that's something that's stated mefurish in a braisa, it used to be in the olden days that if somebody had to go out to save someone, so he took his klei zayin with him, that was needed, but when he was on his way back, he would bring the klei zayin back into the city, and in the first house inside the city, that's where he would leave it. Pam achas, once upon a time, yikiru behem oifen. There was a situation where a lot of Yidden had to go out because they had to do some form of saving someone, and they went with their klei zayin, they came back into the city, they followed the halacha. They took their klei zayin and they put it into the house that was closest to the wall. Now, the oifen recognized what had happened. The rodfu achrim, they started chasing them. And they were vulnerable because they didn't have their kli zayin. V'nichnas u'litol kli zayin. So they went back into this house to go take their kli zayin. V'nichnas oivim achreim. And the oivim, the enemy, followed after them. Dachku zeze. And they ended up trampling on each other. The Yidden themselves were trampling on each other, trying to get to kli zayin. V'hargu zeze yoisem imasha hargu oivim. And they ended up killing more of each other than the enemy had killed them. But Oisa shows at that time, Meskinu, the Chachamim made a takana, Shiu chayzrin lim koimam b'kli zayin, that if somebody goes out, lahatzel, he's allowed to bring his kli zayin. Wherever he's allowed to go to, he's allowed to bring his kli zayin with him. Either way, two separate halachas. If someone's yatzer b'rishos, and now he's stuck in this new place that he went to, he has alpayim amo l'chol ruach. That's the Mishnah Erevin, Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the Reisha. That's the Mishnah, Daf Chav Gimel, it Amud Beis and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. This last line, Kol Ayoytzim Lahatzel Chayzer Lim Kaiman, is a separate halacha. That if somebody goes out with his klezayin, the halacha is he's allowed to bring his klezayin with him. Zok the Gemara of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchok said Loi Kasha. What's not a kasha? He was going back to the original question, the stira between the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah Neirvin. If somebody left Brishos, but he didn't just leave for any reason Brishos, he was a Yatzel Lahatzel. So now where he's stuck, does he have a Payim Amal L'chol Ruach? Not more, or is kolayoytzim lahatzel chayzum l'mkayim? The first heretz was Rav Yudam Arav, kolayoytzim lahatzel chayzum l'mkayim doesn't mean that he's allowed to go back home. He's not. It means he can take his kli zayin to wherever he's going. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok said a different heretz. He said, no, kanche natzchu Yisrael as umay sa'olam. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah and the Reisha, the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin, that would seem to suggest that if someone's Yotzel Hatzel, he only has Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach. That's if he was successful. That's if Natzchu Yisrael Asumay Sa'olam. If Yisrael ended up being victorious, so now you don't have to go back. You can stay around and you wait until after Shabbos, until you go home and you celebrate. So there you only have Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach. The safe of the Mishnah that says Kol Ayoytzim Lahatzel Chayzum, that's where the Yidden were unsuccessful, where it was not. That's a euphemism. That's a Lashon Saginar, meaning Natzchu Umaysa Oilam, us. We don't want to say that. So we say as Atzman, as if they defeated themselves. Oh, if the Yidden were defeated, they were
dealt a blow, where right now the Yidden are still vulnerable. So then, of course, if you were Yatzel HaHatzel, so it's a question maybe of Pekuach Nefesh, then you're certainly supposed to go home. Omer Rabbi Yudam Rav, more on this Inyan. Nachrim Shatara Ala Yoris Yisrael. If there were Nachrim that surround the Jewish cities, in Yoitz and Alembik Lizayin, you're not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with weapons. Ve'im Mechal Alemas HaShabbos. You can't be Mechal HaShabbos. So Nachrin, that surrounded a city, you would think it's very dangerous. But says Rabbi Yehuda, I heard from Rav, that in Yoitz and Alembik Lizayin, you're not allowed to go outside with your weapons, and you're not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. Tainami Hachi, Nachrim Shetzaru V'chul. Exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Marav said. Now the Gemara says you have to read the fine print. Med Varmi, when is this true? Kishabal, this came up. This is only if they're after money. If they're after money, then they're not chashud on Shvich. So it's not a question of pekuach nefesh. To save your money, you can't be mechal Shabbos. If, however, they were coming to kill people, then yoytzen aleim b'klizayin. Then, of course, you're allowed to go out with your weapons. U'mechal aleinas haShabbos, and you can be mechal Shabbos. Another halacha says the Braisa, u'be'ir hasmucha l'safor. If this city that the Nachrim are attacking was a strategic city, so this was a city that separated a large non-Jewish city and a large Jewish city. And in the event the Nachrim are going to take control, they're going to pitch their flag in this city, it's going to make the Yidden living in the large city adjacent to it very, very vulnerable. So if this city was smucha l'svar, this is like a strategic city, then afilu loybo al iskei nefashis. Even if the Umay Sa'olam, these Nachrim didn't come al iskei nefashis. Elo al iskei tevin v'kash. All they want is straw. It doesn't matter. Yoytzen aleim b'kli zaynon, u'mechal aleim as haShabbos, because it's deemed to be chuv. It's deemed to be Pekuach Nefesh, even though right now it doesn't seem like it might be Pekuach Nefesh, but this is something that down the road can evolve into real Pekuach Nefesh. So the halach is you'd be able to be Mechal Shabbos. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Ubavel Keir HaSmucha L'Svar Damya. He said that Bavel is considered such a city. The Targuma, would it be the whole Bavel? No, Naharda. Naharda was such a situation. So Naharda would be a city that if the Nachrim came, even Al Iskei Mamon, you would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with Klizayin, etc., etc., because it would be considered Pekuach Nefesh. Doresh Rav Dustoi Demin Biri. What's Pshat on the Pasuk that says in Shmuel Aleph Perichov Gimel, Vayagidu L'David Lemer, they told David, Hine Plishtim Nilchamim Bekeilo. The Plishtim are fighting in Ki'ilah. The Hema Shoysim as Agronois. And they're going after all the Tevins. Zokti Gemara, Ki'ilah, Iras Mukhla Safarhois. It was one of these strategic cities, meaning it was in between a very large Jewish city and a very large non-Jewish city. The Hema Bao, Liske, Tevin, Vikash. And these Plishtim, clearly, the Pasuk says, The Hema Shoysim as Agronois. So you see that they were only coming for Tevin and Kash. Fiksiv, and still, the Pasuk says right afterwards, Vayishal David Bashem Lemer. David HaMelech went and he asked, Ha'elech v'hi kesi ba'plishtim ho'ela? Vayimer Hashem al David, Hashem told David, Lech v'hi kisa ba'plishtim, v'hishato es ha'ki'ilo. Zok t'gemar, Maiki bo'ele. Now it sounds like who David HaMelech asked? Vayishal David Bashem. He asked the Urim v'Tumim, should I go fight the Plishtim? The Plishtim were attacking the city of Ke'ilah. They were after grain. That's all it was. And David HaMelech goes, and he asks from the Urim v'Tumim, should I go now and should I fight against the Plishtim? So he says, what exactly was the question? Was he coming to ask, is it Mutter or is it Aser? Zok Rashi. This Shabbos Oysa. This was on Shabbos, and he was coming to ask, is it Mutter or is it Aser? The Bezdin of Shmuel HaRamasi was Kayim. So why would he ask the Urim v'Tumim? The Urim v'Tumim was, you know, ask for guidance, and you know, it was to know prophetically what the outcome of a certain decision was going to be. Being asked the Urim v'Tumim halacha shaylas. In fact, could you ask the Urim v'Tumim halacha shaylas? Right, it's not so posh you could even do that. So you weren't going to the Urim v'Tumim to ask halacha shaylas. So the Gemara says, if David HaMelech's question, Vayishal David b'Hashem lemer ha'elech v'kesi v'plishtim ha'elech v'yem Hashem al David. Well, if the question was mutter aser, meaning kaibim mechal Shabbos, all they want is the gronos. So if that's what it is, he should have gone to the Bezin of Shmuel Ramasi. Elo, the question must have been, imitzlach iloy mitzlach. The question was, will I be successful or will I not be successful? Dekanami, how do you know this? The chsiv, look at the pasuk, it says, lech what do Urim v'Tumim say? Vahishatos ke'ilo. So you see clearly that part of the question must have been, will I be matzliach or will I not be matzliach? Shema mino, this is the right. But either way, what the Gemara is saying is that if this would have taken place on Shabbos, right, the Gemara decided that maybe it happened on Shabbos, and that was the question, is it mutter or is it aser? There would have been a tzad mutter. What would be the tzad mutter? They were coming al iskei gronos. The hema shoysim as agronos. Why would you think it's okay to be mechal Shabbos? Because the plishtim are attacking the grain.
The Teretz is because Keilah was such a city. It was Samuch L'Sfar. And as a result, it was a strategic city. And there's an idea that if the Umay Yisraelim are going to take control of a city that's going to make the Yidden down the road vulnerable, that's a reason for one to be able to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah Vayit. Mishnah Yashab Aderech. If somebody spent Shabbos on the road, the Amad, and he got up, the Ra, and he realized that Areu Samuch L'Ir, that he's close to a city. Now, the halacha is that a person that is close to a city and has in mind that he wants to be koina shvisa in that city, he has a right to do that. It's a chiddush. Because ordinarily, if you want to be koina shvisa in a place that you're currently not, beknisas HaShabbos, you would have to make an Erev Tchumen. And an Erev Tchumen means Mazin Shtei Sudais, or you could be Hoylich Beraglev, as we saw, you can physically be there. Over here, the person didn't put Mazin Shtei Sudais, he wasn't physically there, but he's Samach Venera, and he has a mind that he wants to be kind of Shvis over there, that would be okay. What happened over here was, this person was sitting down, it was Shabbos time, he didn't realize he was close to the city, until it was a minute too late. Until the sun had already set. It's not Soif Yoim, it's not Trivus Yoim, it's already Vaday Laila. So the question is, do we say that since he's close to the city, and had he known, he would have had in mind to be kind of Shvis in the city. He's kind of Shvis in the city, and his Tchum is based on the city, or no? His Tchum is going to be based on where he is right now. So says the Mishnah, being that he didn't have in mind to physically be kind of Shvis in that place. Like Yikonis, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda says Yikonis. No. It works. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Maisa. Maisa, haya, there was a story with Rabbi Nichnas, Rabbi Tarfin, Beloy Mischavin. Not just a Maisa with Rabbi Tarfin. But either way, it was Rabbi Tarfin who once had such a situation where he was Baderech, and then it became Shabbos. He was close to a city. Had he had a mind to be Koina Shvisa in the city, then he could have been Koina Shvisa in the city. But he didn't. But had he known, he would have. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm telling you, I know the story. Rabbi Tarfin walked into the city as if that was all part of his tchum. So you see from here that this time, the Gemara Brisa that elaborates on this. Rabbi Tarfin was on the road, and all of a sudden it got dark. And then he went to sleep. In the morning, to their luck, they meet the great Rabbi Tarfin. They said, Rebbe, Harei, the city is so close. Hikones, enter, nichnas. And Rabbi Tarfin entered, v'yosha b'beis ha-medrish, v'dorash kol yom kula. And he said shit a whole day. So Rabbi Yehuda said, this is a raya. It's a raya that Rabbi Tarfin, even though he never physically was in the city, he didn't have an Erev over there, even though Rabbi Tarfin would have had in mind to be Koinish, but he wasn't Koinish. He went to sleep. In the morning, they told him, you're close to the city. He says, I didn't know. And you see, he entered. Must be the pshat, because being that had he wouldn't have known about it, he would have done it, even though he didn't know about it, he can be kind of shvisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, not like Rameir. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's raya. Amalai, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, Hashem, believe hoysa. Maybe he did have in mind that. You don't know all the pratim in the story. Or, alternatively, Beis Medrash Mubla, but how do you know the Beis Medrash was outside the tchum? That's a very important piece of information. All it says is he entered the city and he went to the Beis Medrash. Maybe the Beis Medrash was within 2,000 amas. No one's saying the tchum was based on the city. Maybe the tchum was based on where he was. No, of us, the base medrash that he went into was within the city. Either way, this svara is a little bit of a mechudesh tega svara, machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, where the person wasn't kainah shvisa, but only because he didn't know. Had he known, he would have been kainah shvisa. It's similar to a yish shalei midas type svara, where a person, had he known, he would have been miyayish, but he doesn't know. And for that reason, he wasn't miyayish. Yeah, but had he known, he would have been miyayish. Machlekes Abaye v'Rava, Yal Kagan, we pass him like Abaye. But the point is that you find these svaras of yish shalei midas in different sugyas and shas. Maybe there's a little bit of a tushta, but either way, Zokta Mishnah Vayit, Mishnah Yashem Baderech, somebody was sleeping, V'lo Yoda Sheikha Sheikha. So this person was traveling, and then he got tired, and he goes to sleep, and he wakes up, and it's already Friday night. And he had no kavana to be koina shvisa anywhere. Meaning in the previous Mishnah, the person was koina shvisa where he was. He wasn't sleeping, he was perfectly awake. He just didn't realize that he was so close to a city. Had he known he was close to the city, maybe he would have had in mind to be koina shvisa in the city. In this Mishnah, the person shloft. And as a result, he has no das at all. He's not mechavin to do anything. So the question is, what is his halach as it relates to a tchum? Yesh le'apayim am l'chol ruach. Tiv Rabbi Yechem Ben-Nuri. Rabbi Yechem Ben-Nuri, there's a famous sheet that Masechtas Erevin holds, that this person, even though he's sleeping, he has apayim am l'chol ruach, he gets a regular tchum. Chum, say, in li'ala arba amas. He has no tchum. Which means he gets dal amas. The halach is
If you're outside Yud Chum, you also get Dalet Amos. But Dalet Amos you're going to get. But more than Dalet Amos, that he's not going to get. Rebbe Lezer says, V'hu ben tzad. We saw this on the previous stuff. That how do you factor on the top of the Amos? The Dalet Amos, you factor the Dalet Amos that the person's in the middle and he gets two Amos to call Ruch. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe, this is not the way it works. It's not that you're in the middle, you get two Amos to each side, but rather you get four Amos in one direction. Which direction? The direction you choose. Once you pick a side, you can't be chayzer. So if you want your dalet amos to be the mizrach, you can't change your mind later and decide you want it to be the mat. What if two people were together on the road and both of them, let's say according to the chachamim, were sleeping? So all they each have is dalet amos. Or if two people happen to find themselves outside of a tchum, and as a result, they have dalet amos, but they don't have more than dalet amos. So the halacha is, if miksas amoysev shalzeh, b'soich amoysev shalzeh, what if there's an overlap? So Reuven has four amos, and Shimon has four amos. Two of Reuven's amos are adjacent to two of Shimon's amos. So that they overlap. So because they're not adjacent, they physically overlap. So because they overlap, there is two amos of each one of theirs, four amos that both of them have a right to go to. So Allah, if they want to prava the suda together and they don't want to have to be so distanced from each other, so what they could do is they could bring the food, put it in the middle like this. They'll be able to enjoy the food. I mean, the chiddush is that even though each one of them has a miktsas of their dalet amos that's not together. But as long as two amos overlap, so then it's going to be fine. You just have to make sure that you stay within the two amos that overlap. If you go outside the bounds of those two amos, then it's going to be a problem. Similar, what if there were three people? And the middle person, meaning Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they all have dalet amos. And Shimon is the person in the middle. His four amos overlap b'miktsas with Reuven's amos. And b'miktsas with Levi's amos. So Reuven and Shimon overlap, and Shimon and Levi overlap. But Reuven and Levi don't overlap. So halacha is hum mutar imahem. Vehein mutarim im imoy. Meaning, like we mentioned, the person in the middle, Shimon, is mutar with Reuven and Levi. And hein, Reuven and Levi are both mutar with Shimon. V'shtayim achitzayim, Reuven and Levi, asurim zayim zayim. That is a simple math. I'm Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Mod, I'll explain to it with a marshal. A marshal for Rav Shimon by Yuchai. L'sholish chatzeres ha-psuches ilu-zu. There were three chatzeres that opened up into each other. U-psuches v'shasarav. These chatzeres opened up to a v'shasarav. Irv v'shtayim imem tzayis. So you have A, B, C. Literally, one, two, three that are lined up next to each other. If the two sides made an Erev with the chatzer that's in the middle, Zehimu Teresi Mahem, the one in the middle, you're allowed to carry to any one of the sides, Zehimu Teresi Mahem, and the two sides are allowed to carry to the one in the middle. Right, the one in the middle can carry to each one of the sides, because there's an Erev. There's a Bzundere Erev between B and A, and between B and C. But A and C, being that they don't have an Erev, so there the halacha is, you wouldn't be able to carry from one to the other. Either way, Reb Shimon said that just like in that case, you understand it, that's dealing with the Ruvi Chatzeres. So too in this case, which is also Erevin, it's a Ruvi Tachumin, but it's the same methodology. Zok de Gemara. So we had a Machloikis in the ratio of the Mishnah between Rabbi Yochanan and Ben-Nuri and the Chachamim. Mi she'yashim bader. Person fell asleep on the road. And then he woke up and it's dark already. It's night. And he was never koinah shvisa. In fact, he was sleeping at the time that he's supposed to be koinah shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says, yesh le'apayim amal l'chol ruach. This person gets a tchum. He gets a tchum, apayim amal from where he was. The Chachamim say, no, he only has dalet amos. If he was sleeping, then you miss out. And as a result, you're not going to get any tchum at all. So Rav asked the question. He wanted to understand the yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri. He said, my kasav Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri. Mizbach kasavat, does Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri hold Heftzei Hefker Koinim Shvisa? That even Heftzei Hefker, even something that's Hefker, that's completely ownerless, has a din tchum. Meaning, the yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri Shita is that why would you think that maybe this person, because he was sleeping, shouldn't have tchum Shabbos? Not because he was sleeping, he didn't have das to be Koinim Shvisa. Even objects have a tchum Shabbos. You tell me what do you mean? The object has an owner. No, even Chavtzei Hefter is Koine Shvisa. It has no owner. So nobody ever had a mind to be Koine Shvisa on behalf of this object. The object itself doesn't have Das. It doesn't have an owner that had Das on its behalf, and still you see it's Koine Shvisa. So maybe that's Pshan Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri said, Ravo. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri simply holds that Chavtzei Hefter Koine Shvisa. You don't need Das. If you don't need Das, a person that's sleeping is going to be the same thing. Now, said Ravo, the only issue I have with this is if Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri's Shita is Chavtzei Hefter Koine Shvisa, and that's really what he said in the Mishnah, they should have said it. Because really, Chavtzei Hefter Koine Shemayim Shvi'is is a bigger chiddush than what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah is far talking about a person who is a royal Bila, meaning in Bila Makeves boy. Had he not been sleeping, he could have had das. It just so happens he was sleeping now. If you hold Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa, and that's what underpins the halacha of the Mishnah, Misha Yashem Aderech, then say Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa, it's a big Yechiddish. So Rav said, I'll tell you maybe why Rabbi Yechim Nuri didn't say it, but then the Liflik Bekalim really could have said it. The reason he said the case that he said, Lod Yechach Yechim Rabbanon, to tell me the Chiddish in the Rabbanon Shita, the Anfag after Ikla Meimahoyo Veneir Kano, because you could have thought that maybe the Rabbanon, even if they want to hold Cheftzei Hefka is not Koinim, but in the Mishnah, being had the person been awake, he would have been Koinim, so Yashem Nami Koinim, if he's sleeping, he should also be Koinim. Kamash won the law. Meaning, Enochanami, Rabbi Yechim Nuri holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim. And if you wanted to tell me the biggest Chiddish is Rabbi Yechim Nuri, the Mishnah would have said Cheftzei Hefka Koinim. The reason the Mishnah didn't say it, and rather the Mishnah talked about a case that someone fell asleep on the side of the road, it's because the Mishnah wanted to say the bigger Chiddish in the Chachamim, and that's the bigger Chiddish in the Chachamim. Not only do they hold Cheftzei Hefka is not Koinim, but even a person that had he been awake, he would have been Koinim. So you would have thought maybe if he's sleeping, he's Koinim. Kamash one is not. So Rabbi said, that's one side. That the side of Rabbi Yechim Nuri is, he holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim. Maybe because of Rabbi Yechim Nuri, maybe Rabbi Yechim Nuri holds Cheftzei Hefka is not Koinim. Shvisa v'hacha. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Oh, the reason it works is the svara we just mentioned. Hainu taimo, hayo v'neir kana. Being that had he been awake, he would have been kana. Yasha nami kana. Either way, Rav had a shayla. Rav's shayla was my taimo or my kosova. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says a chiddush. A person falls asleep on the side of the road. Bein hashmashes. It's laila. He wakes up. He was never kana shvisa anywhere. Does he get this right? If a person lives in his house, of course he's koinish shvisa from his house. That's his place of residence. But this is a person that was baba derech. This is a person that's traveling. He doesn't really have a mukim right now. He's traveling. And now he fell asleep, so he didn't even have a mind to be koinish shvisa on the side of the road. So should he have a tchum or should he not have a tchum? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, yeah. The Chum said no. Said Rav, I tut stodim what Psharim Rabbi Yochanan Nuri might be. Either Psharim Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is, he holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. You don't ever need das in order to be Koinim Shvi'isa. Or maybe no. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds Cheftzei Hefka is not Koinim Shvi'isa. It's a special svari yid, being that this person is not a chefetz, he's not Hefker, he's a mensch. It just so happens he was sleeping, but at the same time, as a mama's a kind, he could have been Koinim Shvi'isa. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds a chiddush, that being that he could have been Koinim Shvi'isa, even though he was taka sleeping, so still he's going to be Koinim Shvi'isa. That was Rabbi Shaila. My kosova, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, I'll bring you a ray. K'shamash yodim Erev Yontif. If it rained on Erev Yontif, so the halach is yesh lehen alpayim amo v'chol ruach. The halach is that the rain has a tchum. And the tchum of the rain is alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Every direction of where the rain landed, there's a din of alpayim amo. Beyond, what if it rains on Yontif itself? A rain karagli kol adam. So then the halach is that its tchum is going to be defined based on the person that goes and takes this rain. So the Gemara like this. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi, because of Rabbi Yechem Anuri, Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. If Rabbi Yechem Anuri holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa, what do you see from here? You see that rain has a tchum. Geshamim sheyardu me'erev yontif. So you see it's subject to the laws of Tchumen, based on where it was. Now, if Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri holds Cheftzei Hefka is Koinish Shvi'isa, Haman Rabbi Yechim, I'll tell you, the time of that price is Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Eliyah, Cheftzei Hefka is Koinish Shvi'isa. But if you're going to tell me that even Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri of our Mishnah holds Cheftzei Hefka is not Koinish Shvi'isa, and why does Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri hold that the person fell asleep on the side of the road? He has a Tchum. It's not because he holds Cheftzei Hefka is Koinish Shvi'isa, but it's because a person, had he been awake, he would have had a Tchum. So even though he's sleeping, he also has a tchum. But really, Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri doesn't hold of Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. Now, if Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri doesn't hold of Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa, and this is important, that means nobody's going to hold of Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. Because the closest Tana we have in Shas to holding Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa is Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. And if Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri doesn't hold of it, then nobody's going to hold of it. So what's the kasha? Who's the Tana this Braisa that says, G'shamim sheyardu me'erv yontif, yesh tam alpayim am l'chol ruach, ha'mani, loy Rabbi Yochanan v'loy Rabbanon. It's going to be nobody. So if it's going to be nobody, you're going to have a problem. So the Gemara said, from here is a raya. It must be that there is a shita that holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. Who is that shita? We scan the Gantz Shas. It must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And you see, Pshan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah is not simply because the person had he been awake. No, it's because he holds Cheftzei Hefka Koinim Shvi'isa. Zok the Gemara. Yosef Abaya, the Ka'amalala Hoshmaita. Abaya was
sitting, and he was saying over this halacha. Rav Safra told Abaya, he said, I understand. You're bringing a raya that is a man dam and shas that holds chefse hef bekoinim shvisa. From where? Kshamim sheyardum erev yontif, yeshlam apayim amal chorach. And you're assuming that the only person that Tana could be is Rav Yechim ben Uri. So you were pushing Rav Shaila, right? Boy, Rav Abaya said, I know the answer. Or Rav Yosef was the one that said it, and Abaya was saying over what Rav Yosef said. So Rav Safra told Abaya, so what's the raya? V'dumma b'kshamim asmuchli eraskinon. Maybe that rain was close to a city. And the Metzius is that the people that were living in the city, they had a mind to have that rain. And the reason the rain has a tchum is because it's not considered hefker anymore. Because anche oiso ir with daita malayo. So that's why it's considered to have a tchum. Amale. So he told him, leisolke daitach, that even if you're right, maybe you could deflect Rav Yosef's raya. So again, Rav was the one who asked the shayla. Rav Yosef brought a raya from Kshamin. If rain has a pai mamal choruach, must be chefze hefker's koine shvisa, because rain is hefker. Must be there's such a mandama that holds chefze hefker koine shvisa. Must be it's Rav Yochanan ben Uri. So Rav Safra asked Abaya Kasha. So Abaya told Rav Safra, I hear you Kasha. Maybe it's not a good raya. Because maybe it wasn't Hefka the rain. Maybe the Anche or Ir were kind of the rain. So he said, but at the same time, I have a raya anyways, a Tanan, because we learned in a Mishnah Masechtis Beya, Barshal Yachid, if you have water that's in a pit that belongs to a Yachid, Karagla Yachid, so it's Alpayimam is based on the raglayim, the legs, meaning how far the owner, the yachid's allowed to go. Whatever the yachid's tchum is, that's what the water in this bar's tchum is going to be. Shaloi sa'ir, if belonged to a city, krag loi sa'ir, then its tchum is based on the city's tchum. Vishaloi le bavel, let's say this water was filled up for the oile bavel, krag le hamimala, whoever takes the water out first, he's the one that's going to be zoich in it. Okay, Vitanya, we learned in another brayse, bar shal shvatim, yeshlam apayim amalucho ruach, the bar that belongs to the shvatim has apayim amalucho ruach, says, question was, kashan adadi, I have a stira between the Mishnah in Beya and this brayse. The Mishnah said, we need the last line of the Mishnah, that the water that was filled up in wells for the Oile Bavel is Keragle Hamamala. It doesn't have its own tchum. Its tchum is going to be established based on who takes the water out. Then we have a brayse that says, Bar Shal Shvatim, similar case as the Bar Shal Oile Bavel, meaning it belongs to everybody, it's Hefker essentially. Yeshlum Apayim Amalucho Ruach. It has its own tchum. It says, Dachastira Elav Shmaminos. Abayi said, you know what it must be? It must be the teretz of the stira is two different tanam. Ha Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, ha Rabbanon. So at the end of the day, Abaya told Rav Safra, I hear your kasha, I hear what you're asking, but even if there's no raya from Kshamim Sheyardim Erev Yontif, at the very least from here, there is going to be a raya. So just to recap for a second, Rava had a shayla. He wanted to understand my kasava Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says a big halach in the Mishnah on the bottom of Mehem and Aleph, and Rava had two tzadim where Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds. Does he hold chefze hefke koinim shvisa? Or maybe he has a svara that a person, hoil v'neir kan or yashanamikon. That was the shayla. So Rava asked this question, and Rav Yosef, who was Rava's Rebbe, said, I have a raya. Kshamim sheyardu me'erv yontif, yeshlam apayim amal l'choruach. So you see that Kshamim, even though it's Hefker, has apayim amal l'choruach. So the Gemara says, Rabbi was saying over what Rabbi Yosef said, and Rav Safra asked the Kasha to Abaya what Rabbi Yosef said. And Abaya was okay with Rav Safra's Kasha. However, Abaya was poishit, Rav Shaila, like Rabbi Yosef was, albeit from somewhere else. He asked to see between a Mishnah and a Braisa, and he said the Teretz must be Harab Yechmanur HaChachamim. So he ended up in the same place as Rabbi Yosef, but not because of Rabbi Yosef's shot. So the Gemara says that Abayu went and he told this all over to Rabbi Yosef. He also came to Rabbi Yosef. He told over Rabbi Yosef, Amale, Hachi Kamer Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra asked me. Vahachi Adrile. This was my answer. Amale, so Rabbi Yosef told Abayu, Vamaylo Temele Migufa. He said, I don't understand why you couldn't answer him. Mirei Obey, why did you accept his kasha? He asked the kasha on what I said. Rabbi Yosef's talking. He asked the kasha on what I said. I said, Kshamish Yodaber of Yontif. And you felt that there's no raya? Why was Rav Safra's taina? Why is there no raya from there? Because maybe it's talking about it was smuch le'ir. So his kasha was, Isol g'day k'sham av smuch le'ir askin. If that's what we're talking about, hay yesh lam apayim amal l'chol ruach, then he doesn't have apayim amal l'chol ruach, the water. Meaning, what does it sound like? The rain from wherever it is, it has apayim amal l'chol ruach. Ha'karag le'an she'oy se'ir mi bo'ele. It has apayim amal from the city. Because if it's, the pshat is the people in the city were kind in it, then it's based on the cities. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, then I don't understand why you just allowed Rav Safra to ask Akasha what I said. It's another exchange between Abaya and Rabbi Yosef. But either way, this is what Rabbi Yosef told Abaya. Zok de Gemara. Amar mar. This next Gemara is a classic. B'yontif harehin kiragli kol adam. If it rains on Yontif, so the halacha is, there's tchumen. that this rain is subject to. What's the law of this Tchumen? It's Karagle Kol Adam. So the person that gets the rain, it's his Tchum that's going to define what the Tchum of the rain is. I don't understand. Why don't we say that where was the rain in the beginning of Yontif? It was probably in the ocean. The water from the ocean evaporates and it turns into rain. So, l'chur, if it was in the ocean, it was kind of shvisa in the ocean. If it was kind of shvisa in the ocean, right now, by the time the rain comes to your backyard, it's far away from where it was in the beginning of Yontif. It's way out of its tchum. If it's way out of the tchum, it should be subject to Dalet Amos. It should be Misha Hitzuyu, Ein Liyela Dalet Amos. So why does it get a new tchum based on the person? L'chayra, we should say, B'knisas HaYontif, it was into kindness. So if it was into kindness, that's its tchum. So, is this a right? Not like Rebbe Eliezer. Think Rebbe Eliezer. Ha'amah, Rebbe Eliezer said, Kol Olam Kulam Meyu Kindness U'Shaisa. All the rainwater comes from the kindness. This sounds like this is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yitzchak said, Nahacha Ba'avim Sheneskashim Erev Yontif Askin. We're talking about where you were able to see clouds already Erev Yontif, meaning you know that the water wasn't in the ocean. It was already in the clouds. So if it was already in the clouds, it wasn't in the Ukainis, right? It starts off in the Ukainis. But if Me'er of Yontif, you saw clouds, so therefore it's not Koine Shvisa in the ocean. Feiti Gemara, Vidilma, Hanuch Azib, Hanuch Achrininu. How do you know it's the same water? Maybe the water that rained was in the ocean, and the clouds that you saw is different rain. So the Gemara says, Deila Islay Simon Begavai. He had a simon in the clouds. He somehow had a simon. He knew this was the... These were the same clouds, and then this is how we knew. You're right. It's not clear. It's not clear if this rainwater started off in the kindness or if it started off in the clouds. If it started off in the kindness, so ain't no yellow dollar dollars. If the beginning of Shabbos it was in the clouds, it was in the himlin, literally. So then it should be karagle yodam. But being that it's a suffix and it's a suffix de devrei, why? Because Tchumen's the Rabbanon, the Savik the Devarim Lahakal, said Savik the Rabbanon, Savik the Rabbanon's Lahakal. Freit the Gemara, I don't stand Haman of Shach. Even if it started off in the beginning of Shabbos in the clouds, V'lichni Shvisa Ba'oven. Why don't we say it's kind of Shvisa in the clouds? So Zayin, it's the clouds. But at the end of the day, let it be kind of Shvisa in the clouds. Haman of Shach, you shouldn't be able to just take this water. Haman of Shach has to be subject to Dalet Amos, because Haman of Shach, the rainwater is added to the Tchum. Either it's added to the Tchum because it started off in the ocean, or if it's added to the Tchum because it started off in the clouds. It's a long trip from the clouds down here. So if that's the case, Okti Gemara Tivsha Mineh, I have one teretz. Oh, maybe ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. I mean that ain't Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. So you can't be kind of Shvisa l'mayla me'asar, right? We saw ain't tchum l'mayla me'asar means two things. It means that there's no iser to leave the tchum if you're l'mayla me'asar, like you're using one of the shemas, for example, Yosef Sheda and Eliyahu Hanavi. Or ain't tchum l'mayla me'asar means you can't be kind of shvisa if you're physically l'mayla me'asar. But zokti gemara should be poish if amir that ain't tchum l'mayla me'asar again, because the yesh tchum l'knei shvisa ba'avin. Why don't we say you'd be kind of shvisa in the clouds? And where says no, loyla maybe l'chay yesh tchum. Maybe really yesh tchum l'mayla me'asar. U'maya be'eva mivla bli. No, that's not a kasha. Be kind of shvisa in the clouds, and the reason is because the water in the clouds is mivla bli. It's like in a taruvos, it's absorbed. Rashi, the last Rashi on the Yomid. Who command the less new dummy. It's as if it doesn't exist. For like Kanu Shvisa Amesh. And as a result, we say that it wasn't Kanu Shvisa. I understand. If you're telling me that the water that we're dealing with was not in the ocean, because that would pose a Tchumen issue, it was in the clouds. Stating that it wasn't Kanu Shvisa in the clouds, because when it's in the clouds, it's not really water. When does it become water? When it rains. Now, it rained on Yontif. Freit the Gemara, there should be a problem. Kosh and Havelu Noilid. We should be running into a Noilid problem. This is a Be'ed Abbe's problem. This should become like a Be'ed Shanal de Yontif. Like Mashkin Shayatsu. Like Peris Shanashu. This is a whole different issue. This could be a Mukhtar problem. So, based on that, shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say that no. Ela Mayim Be'ovin Meidad Naidi. Meaning it's talking about where it was cloudy. And being that it was cloudy, at the very least, we have a suffix. Maybe it came from the clouds. Suffix tchum, you're going to go with the rabban. What's the kasha? Let it be kind of shvis in the clouds. So if ain't tchum l'mayla me'asara, it's not a kasha. But even if yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara, the reason it's not kind of shvis is not because it's mivla bli. Because if it was mivla bli, then you'd have a noilet problem. But the reason is because the clouds are moving. They're in motion. And when something is in motion, it can't be kind of shvisa. You need to be stationary to be kind of shvisa. But if something is naidi, it's not kind of shvisa. Dr. Mahasha, das is lahachi. Now that we said that, ukainis nami loilik shulach. The whole question that we started off the Gemara with is Nitkain Kasha. What was the original question? L'chayra, the Ukainis. It should be kinda shvisa over there. So why, when it rains, are you allowed to use the water? L'chura dalan amis, but you shouldn't be able to take it more than dalan amis. And the Braisa said beyond if I rain karagli kol adam. It shouldn't be karagli kol adam. It should be boxed into dalan amis. The Teretz says the ukainus is always moving, right? If that's the case, ukainus nami like lichshulach because my ukainus nami made the naidi v'tanya. And in fact, we learned in a Braisa and horus hamoshchin mayonas hanoivim that all the horus that they're moving and they're and the springs that are moving are rain karagli kol adam. And what's the reason that they're karagli kol adam? The reason is because something that's 90, something that's moving, doesn't have a tchum, it's not koine shvisa exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and really as it relates to the sugya of tchumin in general. And this is a ha'ara that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky. So we've mentioned many times that there's machlokes in Shas, whether tchumin is da'iraisa, or tchumen is the rabbanon. The pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, "Ruu ki Hashem nosan lachem hashabbos, al kein hu noisan lachem bayoyim hashishi lachem yoymayim. Shvu ish tachtov al yetzei ish mim koymoy bayoyim hashvi." And the Tanaim debated whether al yetzei ish mim koymoy bayoyim hashvi is an azara, it's an issa dayrais, it's an issa ledayris, or whether al yetzei ish mim koymoy bayoyim hashvi, like Rashi says in Chumash, was aloik de hamon nemar. But as it relates to an issa ledayris, that it's not going to be. Throughout Chas, you find this idea of Tchumen. We're learning Mesechtes Erevin, a good chunk of which deals with an issa that a person is not allowed his Tchum. There is an issa Tchum, but that issa Tchum is going to be an issa Tchumen derabanan. Meaning, if Tchumen's derayitza, ayetze yishmim koimoy b'yayim hashvi is a real azara, if Tchumen's derabanan, then when it says ayetze yishmim koimoy b'yayim hashvi, all it's going to be is an issa derabanan. Now, today, we've seen two Tanoim that hold that Tchumen's derayitza. Who are the two Tanoim? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Akiva shita throughout Shas. He's the one that holds Tchumen's derayitza. And we saw the Gemara earlier, daf lamed vav, that Rabbi Meir's shita is that Tchumen's derabanan. There's a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Yud Ches. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh yilochem." Says the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, "Mahu shimer shal Shabbos." What does it mean, "Ushmartem es haShabbos"? It means milahaver ba'esh, you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Umilatzis ma'malachim, not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos. Umilatzis umilavei chutz l'tchum, afilu regalachis, you're not allowed to go even 1 foot outside the tchum on Shabbos. Umilahavi daver biyadoi, you're not allowed to carry something on Shabbos. Ulaviray arba ames b'shus arabim or lahitzim b'shus l'shus v'zui shmirasa shal Shabbos. So what does ushmartem es haShabbos mean? Says the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, a few things. It means you're not allowed to light a fire, you're not allowed to do malachos, you're not allowed to go outside the tchum, and you're not allowed to carry b'shus l'shus, so you're not allowed to carry dal ames b'shus arabim. Says the Radal, it sounds like from this Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer that leaving the tchum is a nisa d'iraisa. Mashma says the Radal, the Sfirlu, the Tchumen Dairaisa, says the Radal, that Yeshloimer Enchinan. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer holds that Tchumen Dairaisa. And he says, if that's the case, who's Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer? It's Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. It means Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Tchumen Dairaisa. So he says it's very geschmack. Because who's the Tan in Shas that holds Tchumen Dairaisa? It's Rabbi Akiva. Who is Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Muvik? It was Rabbi Eliezer. So now you know the rest of the story. Who is Rabbi Akiva Mekabel Tchumen Dairaisa from? He was Mekabel from Rabbi Eliezer. It's a Mefurish, a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer. So it's Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Akiva. And of course, Yesh LaHoysef, who else holds Tchumen Dairaisa? Rabbi Meir. And who is Rabbi Meir's Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva. So you had Rabbi Meir, who was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, this Chuta Meshulish, like the Meir Yenasek of the Gedolei HaTanon that held Tchumen Dairaisa. But either way, Rav Meir Shita, Rav Akiva Shita, that's Mefurish and Talmud Bavli. Here we have a Rabbi Eliezer talked away. In Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Yuches, Rav David Luria, the Radal's beautiful Diyuk, the Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that Tchumen's Dairaisa. However, we mentioned that there's a major machlokes Rishonim. That even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rav Meir that Tchumen's Dairaisa, we paskin Tchumen's Dairabanon. However, the Rambam Shita and the Rif Shita is that's only as it relates to the Issa Tchumen that Chazal spoke about, and that is to go 2,000 amos beyond your Mokim on Shabbos. However, there is a Tchum, says the Rambam and the Rif, that is an Issa Dairaisa, and that is not to go Alpayim Amo, but rather to go Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is much longer than Alpayim Amo, and to go Yud Beis Mil, that's going to be an Issa Dairaisa. Now the truth is, it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi Masechtas Erevin, that even the Manama that holds Tchumen's Derabanan, but there's an Issa Dairaisa to go Yosem Yud Beis Mil, beyond your Tchuman Shabbos. So again, Yud Beis Mil works the same way Alpay Mama works. It's beyond the outer limits of your of the city, of the Mechitzos, or if you're just the middle of nowhere, your Dalet Amos. But even though Alpay Mama is only a Derabanan, according to most Shittos, however, Yud Beis Mil is going to be a Deiraisa. Many Rishonim argue, but the bottom line is that is the Shittas HaRama. The Mechaber and the Rama in Simin Tuf Dalid seem to both be of the opinion, Ayin Sham, that Tchumin of Yud Beis Mil is going to be a Deiraisa. In other words, they pask in this Chiddush of the Rama and this Chiddush in the Rif. Stating that, and we've mentioned this already, the Bir HaGro Ofenart in Simin Tuf Dalid argues. And the Bir HaGro says that even though it's Mashma from the Mechaber and the Rama, again, Ayin Sham, that the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is a Deiraisa, even if Yod Tchum is the Rabbanon. But the Vilna Gaon said, I don't think so. It's not Mashma that way. And the Bir HaGro, it's in Sif Katan Dalet, has an Arichos. I mean, an Arichos of Kitzur L'Shoinoi, an Arichos of Ayin Sham and Ayin Shams. But the bottom line is, the Vilna Gaon has an Arichos, and he brings different Rayos from Shas, that Tchumin, even Yud Beis Mil, is a derabbanan. He brings a raya from a gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. This is a raya that a lot of people brought. There's other rayas that we have to get to. The Inkam Mekoymai. But at the very end of the Vilna Gaon, this is what we need today. This is Levi Zahar. Avul raya gedoyva yesh. But said the Vilna Gaon, echab a raya gedoyva. Not like the Rambam. And not like the Rif. Not like the Mechab and the Ramah. Meaning avul raya gedoyva that if you old chumins derabbanan, not only alpayim amma, but even Yud Beis Mil, even the larger Shir is also going to be a derabbanan. Avol raya gedoy liyesh mimasha kosaf memhei omid beis va'amai likni v'chulu v'ibayis e mahavi v'chulu v'sham kama milin. What does the Bir HaGro mean? I mean, there's one thing that's clear. He means Erevin memhei omid beis. So what do you see in Erevin memhei omid beis va'amai likni? He means the Gemara we just learned, the very last Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, he says, I don't understand. If it rains on Yontif, so what's the halacha? Harein karagle kol adam. Fake the Gemara v'amai. Likni shvisa bil kindness. Why does you have l'chol ruach? L'chol, where was the water in the beginning of Yontif? It was in the ocean. So if it was in the ocean, now it's outside the tchum. It should only have dalet ames. Why is the tchum of the rainwater, why is that dependent on the person that got the water? L'chol, it should be based on the ocean. That's where it was. So what did Gemara say? Oh, it was cloudy. Niskashu me erev yontif. It was cloudy erev yontif. It came from the clouds. Fake the Gemara, how do you know it came from the clouds? Maybe this, the water that's in the clouds is different rainwater. And this rainwater that just came is from the ocean. So the Gemara said, two terutzim. V'i ba yisema, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. V'i ba yisema v'chulu. V'i ba yisema, he says, havi sofik de devrem. No, because it's a sofik de rabbana. V'i sofik de devrem lohak. Frank the Vilna Gaon, and this is obviously his question. He says, chashtenisht. He says, your kindness is yoysim yud beis mil. From where the person lives, from this person's backyard. So if that's the case, why is this a Sofik de Devrayim? This should be a Sofik de Raisa. If Yud Beis Mil, Tchumin's de Raisa, so why does the Gemara call this a Sofik de Devrayim Lahakil? It should be a Sofik de Raisa Lahachmer. So says the Vilna Gaon, I've seen many Rayas, the Rishonim being Rayas, the Oilam was Mafalful Rayas. Tchumin, Yud Beis Mil, de Raisa Rabban. Again, just to be clear, the Yerushalmi says Mefurish, Tchumin, Yud Beis Mil is a de Raisa. The Rambam and the Rif Paskin like the Yerushalmi. This major debate that all the Tanaim have is trying to figure out what the Bavli holds. There's no place in Bavli, you can check, that says Yud Beis Mil Tchumen. Doesn't talk about it. This is all a patent. It's an institution of the Yerushalmi. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Bavli. The point is that if you had a raya from the Bavli that Yud Beis Mil is at the Rabbanon, then you would have a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. And if it's Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, 100 out of 100 times you're going to pass in like the Bavli. That's just the way it works. So you're always passing like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. So really, what the Vilna Gaon and the Rishonim were trying to figure out, what does the Bavli hold as it relates to Yud Beis Mil? So it says the Vilna Gaon, I've seen many rayas. Avol raya gedoyla of yesh. There's one major big time raya. This Gemara we just learned. Because the Gemara discusses whether it was a suffix if the rainwater came from the Ukainis, and the Gemara called it a suffix de Devrayim. Why is it a suffix de Devrayim? It's Yoysim Yud Beis Mil. So said the Vilna Gaon, it's a mafurish raya, and for this reason, this kasha, the Vilna Gaon argued with the Mechab and the Ramah. Mishabura brings it, we mentioned this already, in the beginning of Simon Tov Dalet, that the Mechab and the Ramah paskin like the Ramah and the Rif, that Chumin Yud Beis Mil was a Deiraisa. The Vilna Gaon argued, he often did, the Vilna Gaon had a koyach to argue with Rishonim, and certainly with the Mechab and the Ramah, and this is an example, a classic example, where he took on the Mechab and the Ramah. He said, I disagree. He was Machriya Bein HaRishonim, based on, I mean, the Ramah Mustama also learned this Gemara, but the Vilna Gaon said, Raya Gedoy L'Yesh, and he didn't say, Abba, it's far to Ramah, and it's far to Mechab, it's far to
the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon used his koyach that was gadol b'hira b'halacha, and he argues and he says because of this kasha, it's such a festive kasha. This is a raya that Chumin, the old Chumin the Rabbanon, even if it's Yosim Yud Beis Mil, is going to be a Rabbanon. So Levi told me that if you look in the Achroinim, in the world of Raid, there's three interesting chedushim that you find that the Achroinim discuss as it relates to the halacha of Tchumin Yoisin Miyud Beis Mil, Leshitas HaRambam VaHarif, meaning Leshitas HaMechabe VaRamah, that Tchumin Yoisin Miyud Beis Mil is a Deiraisa. The first is the Magad Avram, right in the beginning, Simin Tav Dalet. The Mechaber seems to say that Tchumin Yoisin Miyud Beis Mil is a Deiraisa. The Ramah says in Mefurish, says the Magen Avraham, V'davka la'odam atzmai. This is only true for the person himself. Aval kelev behemtai. As it relates to a person's kelim, or a person's behemoth, have the Rabbanim. Meaning we know that the laws of Tchumen relate not only to a person, but the laws of Tchumen relate to a behemoth, they relate to kelim as well. The whole Masechtas Erevin screams that. Stating that, says the Magen Avraham, and he's quoting the Maralbach, who said that even though Tchumen's Deiraisa, but he said the Ralbach said that it's only with regard to the person himself, but kelim ubehema, even yoisim miyud beis mil where tchumen's deiraisa, it's only going to be a derabbanan. Then the Magen Avraham brings from the Maram al Shakar, who said that nirish a cholik bazeh. In other words, a machloik is between the Maral Bach and the Maram al Shakar, whether tchumen yoisim miyud beis mil, the shita is that hold that the tchumen is a deiraisa, is that only the person himself? What about the kelim of the behema? Maral Bach said v'davkula the matzmoi avu kelim behem tehav derabbanan. Ramal Shaka was nearest Shechelik, because that's the first Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Dalet. What's Pasha Pshan in the Maral Bach? Because the Pasuk says, Shvu Ish Tachtov, Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymei B'yei Meshvi. At the end of the day, the Pasuk says Ish. So it sounds like that if you hold Tchum in Deiraisa, and could be this is true even according to Rab Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, the regular Tchum of Alpayim Abba. But if you hold Tchum in Deiraisa, it's always going to be for Ish. But as it relates to Behemah, as relates to Kelim, not either way, a tremendous machoikis amongst the earliest of Achreinim, the Maral Bach and the Maram al Shaker, whether or not Chumin that story rises, it only La'odam, like the Pasuk says, Shvu Ish Tach, the Vayetze Ish, Mimkoim Beyem Hashvi, Kelim Behemah. The second Shaila is, if you hold Chumin that rises, again, Rab Meir, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Eliezer, or the Ramam and the Rif, the Mecham and the Ramah, Yoisin Miyud Beis Mil. Is there an Issa Chumin on Yontif, or is there no Issa Chumin on Yontif? What about Yom Kippur? Is there going to be an Issa Tchumen on Yom Kippur? Or is there not going to be an Issa Tchumen on Yom Kippur? The Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, also known as Reish Ches Tzadik, so he clears this shayla. Is there an Issa Tchumen on Yontif? Or is there not going to be an Issa Tchumen on Yontif? Says the Michas Chinuch, it's Pasha to me, that it's totally in a Kolboy that the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchas Yontif, in Simen Tov Tzadik He. The Kolboy brings a machloikis amongst the Kadmoinim, whether there's an Issa Shvisas Behema, and there's a lav de mechamer on Yontif. So we know that on Shabbos, not only are you not allowed to do malach, your animals are not allowed to do malach either. If your animals do malach, you're over an aseh. Additionally, you're not allowed to facilitate, you're not allowed to help your animal do a malacha. If you do, you're over a lois aseh. It's what's known as the lav of mechamer. And the Kolbe brings a shayla, whether or not the isra of shvisas behemer and the lav of mechamer is nogei on Yontif, or it's not nogei on Yontif. Says the Beis Yosef, what's the shayla? What are the tzadim? So he says, very gishmak. He says, why is there an isra to do malach on Yontif? Because there's an issa to do malach on Shabbos. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. It says in Torah, on Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. And the definition of malacha is whatever's considered malacha on Shabbos. So says the Beis Yosef, you know what these two tzadim in the Kolbei were? Yesh lachker. Do we say that Yontif's isurim are dependent on the isurim Shabbos? Does that mean that anything that's asur on Shabbos is going to be asur on Yontif? Or maybe only something that's a malacha. If something is asur mishum malacha on Shabbos, then it's going to be asur on Yontif. But if something's asur on Shabbos and it's not a malacha, it's not going to be asur. So the Lama tests malachos, they're malachos. They're asur on Shabbos, they're asur on Yontif. Whereas the isur of Shvisas Behema, the Lav de Mechamer, even though they're isurim that are noyag on Shabbos, but they're not malachos per se. And being that they're not malachos per se, yesh loyma, that's not going to be asur on Yontif. Zok de Michas Chinuch, if that's pshat on the Kolboy, the way the Beis Yosef explained it, Hilchas Yontif is Simen Tov Tzadik Hei, so it would come at Nachan Afgemina. Is there an isur tchum in doi reisa on Yontif? It says in the Torah, Al Yetze Yishmim Koyme Beyoy Mashvi. It says it by Shabbos, doesn't say it by Yontif. Okay, but anything that's asur on Shabbos is asur on Yontif. Or maybe not. Maybe only any melacha that's asr on Shabbos is asr on Yontif. So if Shvisas Behem and Lav de Mechaber is asr on Yontif, then Luchayr Tchumit should also be asr on Yontif. But if Shvisas Behem and Lav de Mechaber is not asr on Yontif, like the other tzad in the cowboy, that the Beis Yosef explains is because it's only the melachas of Shabbos that are asr on Yontif. But something that's asr on Shabbos that's not a melacha is not going to be asr on Yontif. So says the Michas Chinuch, there's going to be no Tchumen on Yontif either. And by the way, Yom Kippur is the same way. So says the Michas Chinuch, is in Reish Tzadik Ches, that L'chayra, whether or not there's an Issa Tchumen Dairaisa, meaning the Rab Meir, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer, and Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer, as it relates to every Tchum. And the Didan that we pass in Tchumen's Rabbanon, but like the Ramam and the Rif, and the Mechad and Ramon, Simit Tavdal, as it relates to Tchumen Yaisim, Yud Beis Mil. Will it be Dairaisa? Will it be Asr, Mid Dairaisa on Yontif? I've had it's Asr on Yontif. But will it be Asr Mid Dairaisa? There's no Shail this Tchumen on Yontif. But the question is, will it be Asr Dairaisa? So the Chur, it's totally in this Kolba, it's totally in this Beis Yosef. If Shvisas Behemer Lav the Mechaber is Asr on Yontif, that means all these Surah Shabbos are Asr on Yontif. This should also be Asr. If, however, Shvisas Behemer Lav the Mechaber is not Asr on Yontif, because it's only the Melachos, is the Tchumen is not a Melacha. It's not one of the Lamentas Melachos. So if it's not one of the Melachos, the Chayrut shouldn't be Asr on Yontif either. That's the second Shaila. The third Shaila is the Mechaber in Simon Tov Dalet says that we paskin that it's a suffix whether or not Yesh Tchumen Lamayim Me'asara. Or ain't tchum in the ma'il me'asar, says the mechaber. So what do you do with that safik? It depends. If you're dealing with a tchum that's a derabbanon, like a regular tchum, so misafik you're going to go lekula. If you're dealing with a tchum that's a deraisa, like yosem yud beis mil, so then you're going to be dealing with a safik lechumra. Says the mechaber. However, being that, as it relates to Yamim and Aharis, there's no Issa Tchum in Midday Rice, according to everybody. This is incredible. Because it's not similar to the Midbar, we're going backwards. So Misha Babasfina Bishabis, and he has a suffix where it's Tchum in the Maila Me'asara, over there you can go the Kula. Even if it's Yosim Yud Beis Mil, it doesn't matter. I'll go upon the Alkol Oifen. The Mechaber says very clearly that Yamim and Aharis, there's no Issa Tchumen Dairaisa. L'divrei HaKol, nobody holds a Tchumen Dairaisa. You know why? Because it would have to be Doimim to the Midbar. The only time there's an Issa Tchumen is if the place where you're going Chutz Tchumen is similar to the Midbar. Now, it's a very big Chiddush. The Makar to this Chiddush is a Rambam in the Tshuvas. The Rambam in the Tshuva was asked the Shaila whether there's an Issa Tchumen Dairaisa by Yam and Haris, and Rambam said no. And Rambam said, now I know no, because if there's no Isser Haitza Midairaisa, by Issa Tchumen, by Yamin Haris, it's not similar to where the Yidden were in the Midbar, and the Malachas are governed by the Midbar. So he said, it can't be an Issa Tchumen either. Kal v'chomer from Haitza. If you're allowed to carry Midday Raisa, how could you tell me you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum? Now, at first glance, what Shaykh is? Mayin in Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Mayin in Tchumen Eitzel Haitza. Tchumen is Tchumen and Haitza is Haitza. Rambam made a Kal v'chomer. He said, if by Yamim in a Haris, there's no Isser Haitza Midei Raisa, there can't be an Isser Tchumen either. So there's a Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer said, Pashup Shah. He says, because at the end of the day, Chazal learned from the same words, Al Yeitze Yishmim Koimai Isser Tchumen, and Al Yotze Ishmim Koimai. The Gemara in Erevin Yudzayin Amid Beis, this right so. And being that it's learned that from the same Pasuk, Zayseh Meris, they're connected, and there's a Shaychis, and that's how the Rambam made the Kal V'chomer. But whatever, that's for another day. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam said that there's no Issa Tchumim B'day Raisa by Yamim and Aharis. Why? The Fishma'in and Daimu Digle Midbar. Reb Kiva Eger, and as Agoyus on Shulchan Aruch right here says, that if that's the case, then in every Carmelis, there's going to be no Isser Tchumim Midei Raisa. So he says, if that's the case, it comes out a tremendous kula. Because according to the Shittas that hold, that we have no Rishus HaRabim's Bizman Hazeh. So if there's no Rishus HaRabim's Bizman Hazeh, that means everything's a Carmelist. If everything's a Carmelist, that means there's no Isser Tchumim Midei Raisa Bizman Hazeh. That's a very big nafkamina. He says, there's whole Mechabin Ramah that's talking about Yud Beis Mil, Tchumim is a Dei Raisa, you don't have to worry about it. Because Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a real Rishus HaRabim. Everything's a Carmelist. And if everything's a Carmelist, so everything is not Doimel Adigle Midbar. And just like the Mechaber said, that by Yomim in Aharois, there's no Issa Tchum L'day Raisa L'divrei HaKol, so too it should be true by Carmelist. Tremendous Nafkamina, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. All the Tchum in Shailas today is always going to be in the Rabbanon. It doesn't matter if you're like Ramei, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Pirkei, Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't matter if you're like the Ramam and the Rif and the Mechaber and the Ramon, Tov Dalet, that old Yosem Yud Beis Mil, because today we live in a Carmelist. All roads lead back to the Mishnah. And the base of Ryan. But either way, he says again, do we have Rishus HaRabim? We don't have Rishus HaRabim. Then not only don't you have Erevin and all those issues with Torah Rabbim Mavatul Mechitzes, but you know, in Tchumen also, there's not going to be a concept of Tchumen the Rabban. But the bottom line is that we have three interesting shilas, or three carve-outs, three safe harbors, three exceptions to the rule of Tchumen Dairaisa. Again, the Rambam and the Rift, the Mechav and the Ramah say that even though we pass in Tchumen the Rabban, but Yosem Yud Beis Mil is going to be Dairaisa. The Magen Avraham brings a machloikis between the Maral Bach and the Maral Mal Shaker, two early Achroinim, who debated whether Tchumen Dairaisa of Yosem Yud Beis Mil is that only for the person? Or is it also true for Kelim and Behema? Maral Bach said only for a person. Maral Mal Shaker was Nirish Achoylik Bezeh. What would be the Svara? Shvu Ish. It sounds like only Ish. We have the Mechaschino Chamitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, who had a suffix whether this Tchumen Dairais on Yontif. He was toiled in the Kolboy that's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Tov Tzadikei, who has a Shail of Shvisit Behem and Lav the Mechamer you have on Yontif. So, Luchura, Al Yetzir Ish Munkaim should be the same thing. And then we have this Chiddush that the Mechaber Paskins, this Chiddush of the Rambam in Tshuvas, where the Rambam said that by, even though Tchumen's Day Raisa, but that's only in a Rishos HaRabim. Yamim in a Horus, and Reb Kideger says a Carmelis, and it could be everywhere Bezman Azeh, there too you're not going to have Tchumen Day Raisa. So said Levi, if that's the case, let's go back to the Vilna Goyin's Kasha. The Vilna Goyin said a Chvashtenish. He says that the Rambam and the Rif held that Tchumen Yosem Yud Beis Mil is a Day Raisa. Zok the Vilna Goyin, Raya G'doy Lo Yeshli. I have a major Raya, a Raya Shainal of Tshuva. There's a lot of Rayas floating around. But he said, this is a Raya G'doy Lo, L'shoyna Yazov Shal HaVilna Goyin. Raya G'doy Lo Yesh. He said, what's the Raya, the Gemara? Because the Gemara was discussing if it rains on Yontif, the halach is the rain is subject to Tchumen, aval rain karagle kol odom. Fait the Gemara, likni shvisa v'ukaynes. So Gemara says it was cloudy. So Gemara says, how do you know that the rain is from those clouds? Maybe it's from the ukaynes. Gemara says, I don't know. But it's a suffix, and it's a suffix to Devrayim, suffix to Devrayim lahakal. Fait the Vilna Goyim, suffix to Devrayim, the ukaynes is yoysim yud beiz mil. And if it's Yosef Yud Beis Mil, so it's a Safik Dairaisa. So why are we calling it a Safik Darabanan? It should be Safik Dairaisa. So said Levi, I have three terutzim to the Vilna Goyin's Kasha. There's the teretz is the Maral Bach that the Magen Avraham quotes. What are we talking about? We're not talking about a person. We're talking about rain. Rain is a keli. It's not an ish. It's rain. Oh, if it's rain, over there everybody else is the Darabanan. That's why it's only going to be a Safik Darabanan. I'm another teretz, said Levi. It's Yontif. The price is said beyontif. Harei karagli kolam. It's the price I'm talking about Shabbos. So by yontif, on yontif, chaba michas chinuch, a mitzvah tov tzadik ches. It's a mefurish a michas chinuch. In reif tzadik ches. Where the michas chinuch said clearly that on yontif, you're not going to have it. And then finally, where did the water come from? It came from the ukainis. The ukainis is not a rishus a rabbin. Shabbos tavavim and aleph. This is the mechaber's case. It's yamim and aharis. Oh, it came from the ukainis. Oh, by the ukainis, there's never going to be tchumen dairaisa. So the Vilna Goyin said, "Chabaraya gedayla." There's three tshuvas to this raya. The Maral Bach that's quoted by the Magen Avraham in Tov Dalitz of Katan Aleph, the Michas Chinuch and Reish Tzadik Ches, and the Mechaber, which is based on a tshuvas Harambam, that if it's not a rishus Harambam, there's going to be no tchumen dairaisa. In other words, to say it more sharp, that you see from the Vilna Goyin's Kasha, from the Vilna Goyin's Raya Gedayla, what he held on all three of these shaylas. Said Levi, you have a Raya Berura that the Vilna Goyin held, not like the Maral Bach, like the Maran El Shaker, that you have Tchumen Dairaisa even by Kelim and Behemoth. You see from the Vilna Goyin that the Vilna Goyin held that this Tchumen Dairaisa even on Yontif. And you see from the Vilna Goyin that the Vilna Goyin didn't hold of the Chiddush of the Mechaber, that he held that even if you don't have an area that's a Rishus Aram. But Vegas said it comes out of a very big cooler that Bezman is there's no Rishus Aram, there's no Tchumen Dairaisa. I don't know if the Vilna Goyin would agree with that, because you see from the Vilna Goyin that the Vilna Goyin held that even from the Yamin and Horus, there'd be Tchumen Dairaisa. Either way, three possible terutzim to the Vilna Goyin's Kasha, but from the Vilna Goyin's perspective, Lechuro, from the Shaila's perspective, a raya to what the Vilna Goyin held on all three of these shaylas.